We are seeing that there are technologies like artificial intelligence, specifically ChatGPT and its cousins or sisters or brothers, because everyone is releasing a new platform every day. Mm-hmm. And these are creating a concern around privacy. It looks like there is an impact on privacy. There is a concern. On a positive side, how have these AI technologies like ChatGPT transformed privacy practices? Because we can look at the concerns, but I want to look at how are these transforming the privacy practices?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Then artificial intelligence technologies like ChatGPT, in my opinion, have significantly enhanced data privacy practices by, for example, automating some complex processes such as data anonymization or ensuring sensitive information is not exposed. And they enable sophisticated analysis of large data sets while maintaining individual privacy using techniques like, for example, differential privacy, which can provide a strong guarantee of privacy by allowing data to be analyzed without sensitive information about any individual in the data set. And of course, I can say more that, for example, artificial intelligence-driven tools are capable of privacy risk assessment more efficiently, identifying potential compliance issues in real time. Let's say evolution is crucial in handling large volume of data in compliance with privacy regulations like, for example, GDPR. However, it is essential to continuously update and monitor these AI systems to ensure they adapt to evolving data privacy challenges and, of course, regulatory landscapes.
That does make sense. I think it's certainly evolving the way data privacy is being done. But it's mm-hmm. also, at the same time, creating some risks. And risks to the data, risks to the security, mm-hmm. risks to privacy. Mm-hmm. So in your view and in your experience, what are the major AI risks due to AI you're seeing to information security?
AI and particularly advanced models like ChatGPT, they possess significant risk in information security through the creation of, for example, sophisticated phishing attacks and deepfakes, because these AI-generated threats can be highly personalized and convincing, making traditional security measures, in my opinion, less effective. I suppose that everybody received in the past an email from, let's say, unknown king somewhere in Africa offering, let's say, 5 zillions of money transfer. But it was obvious that this is a phishing email. But now, using, for example, ChatGPT, we can create the entire phishing campaign where the quality of all, let's say, phishing components will be enormously high. And for example, when it comes to the deepfakes, which manipulate audio or video content, they pose a substantial risk in the integrity of information and can be used for, let's say, malicious purposes like spreading misinformation. To mitigate those threats, organizations must invest in advanced detection tools and to educate employees about the nuances of AI-generated security threats. It's a continuous battle of AI-enhanced security measures against AI-driven threats.
And when you talk about this trust and you also talk about these deepfakes, would these AI-powered systems not create or raise ethical concerns? Because is it ethical to create a deepfake of someone? I don't know.
I believe that AI-powered surveillance systems, particularly those involving facial recognition and behavior prediction, in my opinion, there are significant ethical concerns regarding privacy and consent. These systems can lead into invasive monitoring of individuals without their knowledge, potentially breaching privacy rights. And the lack of transparency in how the systems collect, analyze, and store data, it is a major concern as it can lead to misuse of personal information. And to say more, such technologies can affect communities, leading to ethical dilemmas around for example, discrimination or even bias, then balancing the benefits of artificial intelligence and surveillance with ethical considerations and privacy rights remains, in my opinion, a complex challenge for the, let's say, following years.
Okay, so ChatGPT or AI is transforming privacy, it's creating major risks, it's raising ethical concerns. But we also hear, when we talk about AI, that algorithms can be biased. And we've seen the famous Amazon case wherein they used the algorithm to hire people and it was biased towards a particular gender. And then they had to stop it. So there were concerns around it. How does bias in AI algorithms impact the privacy or security of individuals?
Yeah, good question. Bias in the AI algorithm, including those in the models like ChatGPT, can lead to the skewed outcomes that affect data privacy and security. If, for example, an AI system is trained on the biased data, its output can reinforce stereotypes and lead to unfair or discriminatory practices. Then this can have serious implications in areas like, for example, credit scoring or job recruitment and law enforcement, where biased AI decisions can affect individual rights and privacy. Then, in my opinion, addressing bias in the AI requires, let's say, a multi-phased approach, including diverse data sets in training, regular audits for bias, and, of course, transparent AI processes to ensure that they protect user privacy.
So what you're saying is you need to create trust through audits, through checks and balances, and also transparency. But then on this space, there is this EU AI Act, which is in discussion. But from your experience, what is the current state of regulations that are governing AI, especially in relation to data privacy and information security? Because sometimes we say, no, the GDPR by itself is sufficient. That was the answer a few years ago. And then they wanted to do the AI Act. So in your opinion, what's happening? What's happening in the regulation space?
Yeah, this is quite a difficult question because always the regulations are far beyond or behind what is currently available. And especially in the AI, which boosted, let's say, the last year. Right now, it's, let's say, significantly going faster and faster. And then the regulatory landscape for AI in terms of data privacy and information security is still evolving. Yeah, for example, regulations like GDPR in Europe or California Consumer Privacy Act in the US provide frameworks for data protection and user consent, but specific guidelines for AI are still being developed. As you just mentioned, the new regulation that EU is trying to populate. But those regulations emphasize transparency, user consent, and crucial for AI systems like ChatGPT. However, there is a growing need for more precise, detailed regulations that address the unique challenges posed by AI, for example, including bias, decision-making, transparency, and accountability for AI-driven decisions.
Doing it. But then with all this happening, this AI, this privacy, this security, and the emerging technologies, the ChatGPT and the Bard and everything that's coming up and the Copilot that's come up, there is often that it'll kill us. That's, of course, extreme. It probably would not, in my opinion. But there's also this, we will all lose jobs. Like Elon Musk recently in a conference in UK said 80% of the jobs will be eliminated. Maybe, but I believe there will be new jobs. But talking about our profession, so people like internal auditors, compliance officers, external auditors, data privacy experts, security experts, is there a risk that AI would take these jobs?
Of course, there is such a risk, but in my opinion, this will be slightly different because the introduction of the AI into internal auditing and compliance is a significant development both to reshape the nature of these professions. AI capabilities to automate, let's say, routine and data-intensive tasks, this is an opportunity to enhance efficiency, allowing professionals to allocate more time to the strategic activities. While there is, of course, a risk of job transformation, particularly for tasks that AI can perform quite well even right now, this technological evolution is also expected to generate a new spectrum of new roles, as we just mentioned, focus on AI supervision, for example, ethical governance, or even the strategic implementations. Then, for example, professionals who adopt to these changes may find that their roles will become more strategic and more valued for the companies, emphasizing the value of the human insight into the decision-making process. Then, from the formal perspective, in one job, there will be replacement, but in the other, there will be a new opportunity. Then, the optimistic view to this, in my opinion, was even shared during my last ISACA conference in Dublin. I had a presentation, Can ChatGPT Substitute Auditors? And we discussed this with participants, and we have agreed that the answer is not. In my opinion, AI solutions, and for example, ChatGPT is a good example, they can create, let's say, super turbo-powered and efficient auditors, risk managers, and compliance officers. And this, in my opinion, will be the high probable future.
I agree with you. I think the roles may change, the jobs may transform, but it will not be that everything will be done by AI and we don't have to do nothing.
If you like this, find the full episode of Fit for Privacy podcast on iTunes or Spotify.